Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's what they did now with their cap that is the big story. They have restructured Alex Highsmith's contract, saved $7 million. They now have roughly $18 million in cap space. This is something that was always going to happen. But that it's happening now tells you there's absolutely another shoe to drop.
Yes.
And most smart people, Doran, are saying that they could be clearing out space for Brandon Ayuk, or they could be clearing out space for Courtland Sutton. I'd be okay with either option. It would depend on the price for both guys, but I have a hard time believing that this is just a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. I thought that they had a decent amount of cap space before they made this restructuring, and what they had 12, so now they have like 18 and some change with Highsmith. I think we could all agree it's for a receiver. Like, there's no other position. Maybe corner. Maybe a corner out there. I don't know. It's going to be a trade and sign type deal that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm going to go.
It'll happen by tonight at midnight.
I'm going to go before the draft. Before the draft starts.
I feel like if it's Ayuk, that it would have to be before the draft. Because I think if you're getting him, you're also having conversations about a contract extension. Maybe I'm wrong in that. Maybe you just procure the player. I think if it's going to be Courtland Sutton, it's more likely that it would happen during the draft.
Yes.
And I saw somebody throw it out there yesterday. Would you give up a third-round pick for Courtland Sutton? Man, I think that's too rich. I think Courtland Sutton's a good player. He had 10 touchdowns last year. I heard a Denver radio host talk about the relationship that Courtland Sutton has with Russell Wilson being a strong one, and they kind of have that mental meld. Russell Wilson's not a guy that plays within structure. Russell Wilson's a guy that thrives outside of structure, just like Ben Roethlisberger did. Not that neither guy can play within the structure, but you get what I'm saying here. So having a guy come in that he's familiar with, I think, would be a valuable commodity.
Yes.
That being said, he's going to cost you $18 million, and I don't think he's a special player the way that Brandon Ayuk is. And I think you can get a non-special productive wide receiver with a day two pick.
Yes.
So you agree that a third round pick would be too rich for him?
Yes. Yes, a little bit lower.
Fourth would be fine?
Yes.
A next year's third could be in play for me, though I don't love it. Like, I don't think the cost would be all that much for Courtland Sutton here. I really don't.
I think that whatever you do, if you do make a trade of draft picks, I think that you, if I'm the Steelers, I'm in win now mode, man. Like, any trade in any draft, assets that I have, it's going to be next year's draft, and we'll figure it out next year. Like, I am not trading away. I need my draft picks this year. If I want somebody and say it's a corner, say it is a wide receiver, say it's both, I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do? But I am giving away my future assets than my current ones because you put in too much work right now for this draft and too many plans. And, Doug breaks it down very well whenever he's with us, how the scouts have a plan. Then, you got to bring that plan to the GM, and then the GM has to bring it to ownership. GM has to bring it to the head coach, and everybody has to get on the same page. And everybody has their own type of plan. Like, Andy Weidel's plan might be different than Omar Khan's, than different than Mike Tomlin's, but they all have to agree on one plan at the end of the day. That's a lot of preparation, a lot of work. And I know that they have their eye set on a few guys in this draft that they really, really like.
First round, second round, third round. Yes. There are guys they like everywhere.
Yes. So I feel like the preparation, if you do give up a third round pick in this year's draft, I feel like that can mess up the preparation that you put in for this draft. So I would give away next year.
Well, plus you want to win now.
Yes. And that should be the focus.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.